Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, by the internet and satellite. And thanks so very much for being here tonight with us, and a special shout out as always goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it. Thank you so very much. And especially the over-the-road truck drivers out there, because you guys and gals get it done and we know it. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're also on Parler at the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And if you can't hear us any other way, go to the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and there's a listen live link right there. You'll hear the program live, and when it's not live, it plays on a loop, the last show, for 4 hours, and then starts all over again and does that all day long until the next show comes along. All right, well, joining us right now from California, and he's in a pretty good mood because his daughter's coming back from Boston. I hope she hasn't been commutized while she's been over there. It's the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. All righty. Okay. It's the bar. They've all come out to applaud you. Now they're going to go back in. There we go. See, it's real easy.
It's clockwork. I love it.
Yep, yeah, it's the bar. They come out and stand out there in the patio and go, yeah, yeah, okay, all right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Now, before we get started on the news of the day, there's something coming out of Israel. Bibi Netanyahu was not able to muster a majority coalition as midnight came and went in Israel. So the torch returns over to President Rivlin, who now has 3 days to decide whether or not to tap Lapid or Bennett with forming a coalition, or pass the mandate direct to the Knesset for a vote there.
Yes, that's right. And we understand that Benjamin Netanyahu is blaming the Yamina leader, his name is Naftali Bennett, and saying that his refusal to promise to only form a government with the right, which would have definitely led to the formation of a government with additional MKs joining. The prime minister has returned the mandate to the president, the statement said from the prime minister's office. So, yes, they are not able to do this yet, and this is not a good thing moving forward here.
No, and yesterday, not to be confused with what a real social media website would be, I hear the media going, well, Donald Trump formed a new social platform on which to communicate, and people can get involved in this, that, and the other because of him not being on Facebook or Twitter. Well, not exactly. What he did was he took his website, DonaldJTrump.com, and he's going to use that to dump all his information in there when he wants to put something out there. That's where you go to get it. Now, can you communicate with him over there? Perhaps. But it's not going to be a social website where people can go there and type things back and forth like you can on Facebook or Twitter.
Well, that's right. And one would think, of course, that because of the former president's prominence, the very fact that stories like this will be picked up in many, many different venues, that people will find out about his new website and his being able to disseminate information from there. So it's an end run around these traditional big-time social media platforms, at least for now.
Now, that doesn't mean that he's not going to have something down the line, just like Mike Lindell has got Frank's Speech. But Frank's Speech, so far, for Mike Lindell, is a news platform of his own where he's putting up things that he wants people to see, which is okay. And he's got his own contributors, which is okay. But you cannot contribute anything over there yet because he doesn't have the platform set up.
Right, right, exactly. But for now, of course, being able to at least, you know, put the story out there from the former president's perspective, I think is still gonna really be very, very impactful, especially as now we're past the first 100 days of the Biden administration. We're going to start getting into the summer, of course. It's going to get a lot weirder, for lack of a better expression. And President Trump might be, as I said, very effective in critiquing a lot of the things that are going on.
Well, here's where it gets weird right here. Liz Cheney has sent the GOP conference an amnesty document, which lifted nearly word for word from the Biden White House's statement. And Kevin McCarthy has come out and said that he's had it with her. He's upset. And they're talking about perhaps sometime this week, later this week, or no later than next week, she would be out as the number three person in the political party. And the person that's looking to replace her is the little congresswoman from upstate New York, Stefanik.
Well, that's right. And again, it's... You know, the old saying, you know, it's a house divided, really can't stand. And if Liz Cheney is going to, create this kind of disruption, well, yeah, I expect the other Republican leaders will take some kind of action.
Well, she is a never Trumper. Make no mistake about it. And that's where the problem's coming in, because she does not want Donald Trump. She's come out and said he does not represent the Republican Party. Yeah. Okay. He sure does. He sure does. The majority of them, 74 million votes. All right, we're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go nowhere. I'll be back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to push the right button here. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is part of the integrated health plan that keeps me going every day, because I wake up in pain no matter what I'm doing, no matter how I do it. It's just a way of life, and all I can do is just tolerate it and do what I have to do to keep on moving. But the way I do it is so much better than the way I used to do it, because I now take a drug-free product called Relief Factor. And what it does for me, it was with the combination of the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is one of my problems. My ankle and foot and leg got all swollen up over the weekend. I had to have a shot on Monday. I'm going back again today for another one to get the swelling down. But if it wasn't for the Relief Factor, I'm telling you right now, I'd be in intense pain, number one, and the swelling would be twice as bad, number two. So it lowers and eliminates the pain associated with exercise and everyday living and whatever the problem is you've got, whether it's an old war injury or something from the World Trade Center or whatever, or maybe you just got hurt playing sports. But it'll go right to the source of the pain and help you out. It is 100% drug-free. There are no drugs in this thing at all. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is good for you, made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which helps your body to heal, which is what this is all about. You got to get better, and the healing process is part of it. Now, even if you still are going to have some pain down the line, it's not going to be like it could be if you didn't do anything about it. And God forbid if you get involved taking the narcotics that they can give you for this, because it just doesn't work. Mobic and Flexeril was what they were giving me. That was the stuff. And you get tired. You get dizzy driving down the road. You'd have to stop. I mean, I couldn't do it. I just could not do it. So $19.95 for the 3-week quick start is all that costs. You get it started, take it for 3 weeks, and you'll find out at the end of that period of time whether or not it'll work for you. All you do is just stay right there, and boom, it comes to you automatically monthly. Now, that gets it all going, and to do that, you can go to the website they gave me. They did give me a website called relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, order the 3-week quick start, $19.95, and trust me, tens of thousands of people have done this, and they're all happy campers as a result of it. relieffactor.com/captain. What do you got to lose but pain? Okay, Kyle, how you doing there?
Hey, Captain. Doing good.
Tell me about your daughter. Has she been commutized yet?
Oh, no, not in the least, actually. But, yeah, she's coming home for a couple of weeks and then back for the summer session. And so we're just really, really excited to have her back.
Well, you got to make sure that you keep your eyes on her, because Boston is a great place where they like to try to switch people over to their persuasive way of thinking.
Well, yeah, we'll see about that, but she's had a great time there, and mm-hmm. really a very nice city, and hopefully we'll get to spend a little more time there as well with her.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, yesterday we talked about the Biden administration refusing to put the permit out for the Rolling Thunder POW-MIA motorcycle rally with all the veterans that traditionally for over 30 years have shown up in Washington, D.C. over Memorial Day, and I'll tell you what. The veterans down here in my area are hot. I mean, they are hot over this. And this goes for Democrats and Republicans alike, because shutting down the veterans on something that is a tradition is a huge mistake. And I know why some of the politicians did it, because it came out yesterday in a backhanded statement that was made that got back to me second-handed, and I'm pretty sure it's reliable, so I'm going to tell you what I heard. And here's what I was told second-handedly. They're afraid that these people might come up there and be part of an insurrection.
Part of an insurrection? Really? Give me a break.
These people are veterans, United States veterans. This is something they live for every year, to go up there and honor the fallen. They do that. And the Pentagon gave them a parking lot they could park in and stage in and all that stuff. And they don't want to do that now because it'll be too close to the Pentagon. Oh, I mean, this is the kind of stuff I was hearing yesterday.
Well, it's the ongoing demonization.
And this is nuts.
No, of course it is. Yeah, it's the ongoing demonization of veterans, first of all. I guess, Captain, maybe they didn't have time to purge the roles of, you know, kind of like what they were doing with the National Guard or this kind of thing. Because to the Democrat Party elite, everything is political. Everything has only a political angle to it. And to really disrupt what has been, as you said, really, it's a tradition.
Yep.
For like 30 years, it's been a tradition. It's
yep.
a long time. And, you know, to do that for veterans who, as you said, want to honor the fallen,
yep.
well, that's disgraceful.
And back in 2009, one of the last things that my wife, when she was alive and I did, was she wanted to go up there and be a part of that. And we did. We didn't have a motorcycle, but we had a pickup truck and we towed a trailer. And we towed the chase trailer to where you would pick up any motorcycles that broke down. We only had one motorcycle that actually broke down, but we got it they got it up and running again, so we got it off the trailer after they got it up and running, and away he went, and we never had anything else after that. We went all the way up, and we followed him all the way back, and that was our job, so to speak, was to pick up anybody that was broke down on the side of the road and take them to the closest motorcycle shop.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, Captain, I guess if it was Antifa, well, they're just an idea, so I guess they don't really exist, but yet veterans on motorcycles, well, we got to be concerned about them.
I know a lot of these guys and a lot of these gals, and yes, I said gals. There's gals involved in this, too, that have motorcycles that ride up there, and one of them is a good friend of mine, probably listening right now, and hello, Tammy. And they go up there, and it's a traditional thing, and I'm telling you, they're hopping mad. This is not going to work out well for the Biden administration, and I don't want to do anything to help them, because this would be something that you better take a long look at your bucket list again and say, whoops, wait a minute, we made a mistake. We're going to go ahead and approve this, because if they don't do it, I'm telling you, they're going to have Democrats walking away from them.
Well, that's right. And more Democrats walking away from them.
Yep.
You know, if what we're hearing, Captain, you know, is just even a little bit of what's going on out there, yep. This is a massive problem they have.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is the Biden DOJ has boosted the domestic terrorism budget $85 million because we have this terrible problem with domestic terrorism in the United States. All they got to do is look at their own people.
Well, again, this is the new
Antifa.
Right, Antifa.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, this is the new narrative of somehow now it's all about the domestic terrorism. But guess what? We got to still worry about things like Al-Qaeda, for example, especially when they have sanctuary in places like Iran. We're talking about real terrorist organizations that still will have a global reach in one way or another. But yet they want to make the narrative into the insurrectionists, you know, and this kind of thing. And it's just ridiculous. But again, it only advances their political agenda, their political perception and power, and that's what they're all about.
Every time they talk about the CRT, critical race theory thing in the schools and the 1619 Project and all that stuff, trying to change the course of American history, which we've all been taught since we went to school. Another train, oh, no, this is the way it was. That's not correct. But this is the way it was. No, that wasn't. That was the way that it was for people before the country was up and running as a country. Now, we can go back and say, well, critical race theory developed in 1492 when Christopher Columbus showed up. And, oh, by the way, he had slaves, too.
Well, right. I mean, you can go way back into, you can go to ancient history and find these kinds of very, very terrible things that were part of the society, part of the culture. What's special about 1776, and this is why they want to diminish it, is because they penned famous and true words like, all men are created equal. They're endowed by their creator,
yep.
Not by a state, but yep. By their creator.
And the cancel culture wants to cancel all of that.
Well, of course. They've got to tear it down so they can put together an authoritarian society with a very, very small cadre of people controlling everything you say, do, think. You know, and that's their ultimate goal. It's going to be hard to get there, obviously, but it's just that they have no qualms with creating this notion that America has just always been bad. It's never been great, can never be great. And so, in other words, they're not bringing to the table things that enhance America. They have to tear it down first to build back, well, here comes that phrase, build back better.
Yeah, and by the way, did you hear that Nancy Pelosi stood up for Liz Cheney yesterday?
I did not see that yet, but okay. I'm not surprised.
Okay, well, she did it in such a way that she flubbed what was being said. Pelosi gaffed while praising Lynn Cheney.
Oh, really?
You know who Lynn Cheney is?
Who's that?
Cheney's wife.
Oh, right. Former Vice President Cheney's wife, right?
Yeah, yeah. This is the daughter, Liz.
Well, Liz Cheney, right.
Yeah, she screwed that up. So, way to go, Nancy.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, when we come back, folks, more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Derek Chauvin and his attorneys are putting a motion in to have the trial retried at a new venue because of something that's come up with a juror who lied about something that he did that he should have told him about. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGooday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the United States, saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one dose by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one shot. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that we can reach that goal, but tells CNN that we aren't quite in a place to declare victory.
We're going in the right direction. We're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. But now's not a time to declare victory. It's a time to get more and more people vaccinated, just the way the president said today. We want to get to that goal. It's a doable goal, and I believe we'll get there.
And the death toll from the collapse of a Mexico City train overpass has risen to 24 as crews continue to try to search the wreckage for victims. The overpass collapsed Monday night onto a busy roadway as a metro train passed over it. More than 70 people were injured in the collapse. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I think I will there, Mr. Kyle Warren. This portion of the program brought to you by one of the largest auto insurers in the country. It happens to be Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. I am a loyal customer of theirs. I've been with them for at least 17 and a half years, maybe a little bit longer. I don't know exactly, but one of these times I need to look it up so I can tell you. But they've been in business for over 75 years. They currently are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, drive, or possess. Now, they can also get you a policy for your car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an RV, an ATV, or a boat. But here's the best part. You bundle your policy together with your homeowner's policy because Geico sells homeowners and renter's insurance. And, yep, so if you got a condo, they've got insurance for those, too. So here's what you do. You get a hold of them by going to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can either do it remotely on the website, get it all done that way, or they'll give you the phone number for the agent in your area, and you can have your agent come to you, or you can go see your agent, whichever works for you. But that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It will save you a bunch of money. And I have my homeowners and my vehicles with good old Geico. Now, I want to, before I bring Kyle back, I want to say give a special shout out to all my friends and listeners up there in Georgia. We got another one of y'all coming on down to Newport Richey today to Moss Nissan to trade in the vehicle you're driving and get you a brand new one. I'm going to meet the proud new owner of the brand new Nissan there at Moss Nissan at 1 o'clock this afternoon. So we're going to give him a little send off, a little special thing that we do when we go up there, and look forward to seeing our new friends up there that came down to Moss Nissan in Newport Richey to buy a car from Georgia, listening to us up there in Valdosta on our affiliate up there. Now, also, Brooke Talks America, don't forget about her show. Her website is brooketalksamerica.com. Go over there, check her out. I think you're going to like what you hear and see. Had a lot of compliments, Kyle, a lot of compliments yesterday about the segment that we did. I mean, we just absolutely lit it up.
Oh, very cool. Yeah.
Yeah, she's cool. Like that. She's like that. She's a firecracker.
Exactly.
Yep. Yep. She's a conservative firecracker. All righty. Derek Chauvin's lawyers have filed an appeal to have his conviction tossed amid the juror with the BLM T-shirt uproar. Tell us what that's all about.
Well, Captain, what we're finding out is that apparently, and this, again, according to reports, one of the Derek Chauvin jurors, he's actually come out, and I think he's one of the first jurors to come out and talk about the trial. A photo has surfaced of him wearing what appears to be a BLM T-shirt that says, "Get your knee off my neck," that he had worn evidently at a protest essentially last summer. But evidently, has now told the Star Tribune the Star Tribune is reporting evidently that he had answered no to two questions during the jury voir dire, or during his filling out the questionnaire, that he had not been participating in demonstrations in the aftermath of the incident in which George Floyd was killed. So this is a very, very big deal, because this can go to was there still bias there, even though he says he was neutral during the actual trial. So this could be a very big deal on appeal, in conjunction with, of course, what Maxine Waters did when went over and did her thing right as the trial was wrapping up. But this particular thing could be a big problem in terms of did the accused officer at the time, did he get a fair trial from people who were unbiased?
Well, just based on what I know, and I read the same story you did and saw a couple of other reports, the answer to this has to be no, and the answer is pretty simple, that they're going to have to toss this conviction out because he lied on his application and never should have been on that jury. He already had an opinion.
Well, exactly. And it would seem to me, Captain, that, you've served on juries. I know I've served on juries. And you have to be completely honest, because if you're sitting in judgment on, maybe it's not a big murder case in this case, but whatever it might be, everybody's entitled to a fair trial. And if you have jurors that lie on their questionnaires, well, that seems to fly in the face of having a fair trial.
By the way, depending on what state you're in, that could be a felony. You could go to jail and get a fine.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. So again, this is a big thing, and of course, Captain, if a new trial is ever granted, one would think that a change of venue would be a big ask.
I'm going to tell you right now, in my opinion, if something like that happens, they're going to go nuts again in Minneapolis-St. Paul.
And that would be a real tragedy, exactly. But again, we're watching the system play out. And when we do that, hopefully, you see, it's supposed to play out in an unbiased way. And if we compromise it for one person, we compromise it for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And social media erupted yesterday as we saw a picture of the maskless Bidens indoors with what looked like a Photoshop picture, with them looking extremely tall and twice the size of the Carters, who were sitting in chairs indoors. I don't know if that picture was legit or not. Do you?
It just looks really strange, the picture that was put out. And, of course, the Carters.
Like, the Carters look like two little munchkins.
Well, they do. And maybe it's the way that the president and the first lady are positioned, perhaps. But, yeah, it looks like kind of like a weird picture. But the Carters, of course, in their 90s, going strong, and we're all happy about that. But this is weird. But also, of course, Captain, you've got the fact that they took off their masks inside, and then when they came out, they put their mask right back on.
Yeah, to be outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, what's all about?
Well, yeah, what's the sense in that?
Well, exactly. Well, what that is, it's just their own sort of, they're putting on this whole thing in terms of, I got to put my mask on, but only because they were just indoors with two elderly people. Now, obviously, I believe they have been vaccinated as far as we know, but then that's okay according to the CDC. Mm-hmm. But then if you walk outside to the fresh air, now you can put your mask back on, it's mixed
signaling. Well, then they were reacting to the poll that I got in my hand right now, which came from the Rasmussen Reports poll, National Telephone and Online Survey. The good news of this poll is that half the Americans now believe we're winning the war against COVID-19, thanks predominantly to Donald J. Trump. The bad news is nearly half want you to keep wearing a mask, even though you're vaccinated and have been against the virus. Now, 50% of American adults believe America is winning the war against the coronavirus, up from 28% in January. And just 26% now say we're not winning the war against COVID-19, while 25% are not sure. In the meantime, more people attribute Donald Trump to the success that we're having against COVID-19.
Well, because they know that somebody had to lay the foundation for this. Without that foundation, I perchance to think, Captain, if you had a President Biden or the Biden administration,
or Hillary Clinton,
they would not have been able to spearhead and move heaven and earth to get the virus in single, with a singular purpose, a laser beam to get the vaccine, and we'd still be in lockdowns.
Yeah. Now we're going to wrap up this segment before we go to the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with this story out of Vermont. Are you ready?
Yep.
The Vermont Senate, ladies and gentlemen, okayed non-citizens voting in the capital city's elections in Vermont. I'll repeat that. You heard me right. Vermont Senate okayed non-citizens voting in the capital city's elections in Vermont. Now, Kyle, I guess we're going to take a trip come election time up to Vermont so we can vote, get an extra vote in Vermont, right?
Well, sure. I mean, if you're just if you just happen to live there, but you're not a citizen, why not?
No. You don't even have to live there.
You don't even have to live there.
You can be a tourist and vote.
Well, I guess you're right then. Yeah, we got to take the show on the road and go to Vermont and vote.
Who does that? And this is, by the way, it's Bernie Sanders territory.
Well, that helps to sort of explain some of it. But yeah,
good Lord,
this is in Montpelier. In Vermont, and yeah, I guess we've heard stranger things, but yeah, this seems to go against the whole idea of having elections to begin with.
Well, yeah, because I'm telling you, this would be like saying, okay, New York City's going to pass the same law, city council's going to put it in, you can come here if you don't live here, if you're just here as a vacationer, just go ahead and vote in our city council vote.
Yeah, we'll just have a big vote of acclamation.
This is nuts! Nuts! All right, we're coming back, because hang on, Kyle, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Got some bad weather to report again tonight. It's the way things are going. Got one more day of this, and then we're out of it. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yeah, buddy, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. This here portion of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops and Travel Centers. Make sure you stop on by there. Tell them you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee while you're there. And oh, by the way, become a member of the Drivers Club and take advantage of the points that you'll get for buying fuel, buying food, and buying supplies in the trucker store. RVers, they got an RV club there too. We'll tell you all about at the end of the segment how to do that. All right, well, got a little something different to play here tonight. This is called the Redneck Rock Star.
Just a redneck rock star.
Pick up and low, no one's complaining. Ain't no much gonna shut me up. Two trailers in the back, bumper kicking up. Pedal to the metal, bit, I hope you can drive. But I ain't letting up till I'm ahead of the line. Got a yet just like a rebel with a belly of shine. Got me bouncing around, it's about to be a hell of a night. I'm a ripped up, rowdy ass rebel from the woods. Got girls, got drink, man, you know it's all good. Make noise for them boys, working hard for the money. Kinda strange, but the same kind of country. I'm a no boy with a big mouth. I can blend right in with a loud ass crowd. Party people coming unwound. Don't open another bottle when the sun goes down. Ain't heard anything, so why not? Turn up and sing and light up the shots. Take to the woods when we leave the bar. Can't stop, got a party like a redneck rock star. We're just some redneck rock stars. In a motel pool, security don't trip, they say that's cool. If the phone start calling, it counts in a bus. We'll take our party to the back of the bus. Redneck folks, country has a cone down. We was raised in the fields, in the pool house. Might catch me in a camouflage bathro. Looking like you, Hefner, the back row. We like Waylon, Hank and Cash. David and a cold with a little bit of slash. We say yes, ma'am, because it's a fight. When the sun goes down, we'll party all night. No more with a big mouth. I can blend right in with a loud ass crowd. Party people coming unwound. Don't open another bottle when the sun goes down. I ain't heard nothing, so why not? Turn up and sing, line up the shots. Take it to the woods when we leave the bar. Can't stop, got a party like a redneck rock star.
Oh, my goodness. If that won't wake you up, nothing will, Kyle.
Oh, I like that a lot. Absolutely. That's cool. That's the Lax. It comes from their album Dirt Rock, and that's from 2018, so pretty recent.
Yeah, and that was I was stumbling around looking for some country rock yesterday, and that one just kind of jumped at me. I got another one here that I haven't played a long time. Matter of fact, I even forgot about this lady, but I got a Grammy winning, and I mean a really good female coming up next hour. Well, you'll be able to hear it, and she's quite the treat. But that one there, that gets you going, that's for sure. So we just woke up half the audience.
That's good.
All right, here we go. Marginally severe thunderstorms will bring threats of wind gusts and hail from parts of the central Gulf Coast northeastward into the middle Atlantic. We had a lot of storms bouncing around yesterday, had some twisters touching down here, there, and everywhere, and there's been some significant damages in some places. At least one person killed in Georgia yesterday early on, but it's not looking too bad right now. However, I'll get into the specifics when we get into the weather along the Gulf Coast, because we do have some severe storm warnings right now for the Panhandle in Florida and up there just around Brunswick, Georgia. So, Kyle, take it away with what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Pretty quiet out west, but if you're in the Idaho Falls area in Idaho, if you're also heading over, towards Richfield or Gooding, you've got a frost advisory tonight, and that means you're going to have temperatures that are going to be 33 to about 37 degrees or so. So just be aware of that as you're traveling through that area. Also down in Arizona, this around Phoenix, we're going to have air quality alert, basically. They've got certain weather formations that are going to mix in with the way the ozone is right now, and that's going to mean unhealthy air for the time being. So be careful there if you're sensitive to that. So you just want to be aware of that. Otherwise, it's pretty quiet on the map out there tonight, Captain. So smooth sailing for most of our trucker friends trucking through the highways and byways in the west.
Well, it's quiet where you are, and I'll start with the quietness of the upper Midwest in Wisconsin. You've got a freeze warning tonight, frost warning and freeze warning across the central part of Wisconsin. Madison, you're going to have it as you head towards the Twin Cities, and it's also over towards the western end of Lake Michigan, that central part of Wisconsin tonight. We do have some rain in the mix right now up in West Virginia, the mountains of West Virginia, and the southwestern corner of Pennsylvania, the southeastern corner of Ohio, and we have some rain and fog mixed in the central part of Kentucky, down along the Tennessee line, just straight north of Nashville, if you will. We've got some more rain tonight with some flooding going on in Georgia, south of Atlanta, all the way up towards Chattanooga, right there on the line, and then over into the central part of Alabama tonight around Birmingham and thereabouts. You've got some rain in there. You still got the remnants of the flooding that went on with all the big wash that came through with the rain from yesterday, and a lot of those streams are going over their banks right now. Now, down in southern Alabama and southern Mississippi and the eastern part of Louisiana and across the Florida Panhandle, all the way to, about Navarre, Florida, about there. We'll stop there. It's moving to the east. But you've got heavy rain. You've got flooding going on. There's probably some low sections of the two lanes that may be flooded right now by the looks of things. You've also got fog down in the New Orleans area, just to make things worse and complicated a little bit more. You've got some windy conditions on the western part of the Gulf, Texas, from Houston all the way down to Brownsville. And then we have a severe weather statement with severe thunderstorms off the coast of Florida in the Gulf that are skirting the coast right now that could come all the way across towards Tallahassee and come inland at any time. That's the same way right now off north of Jacksonville, right there around Brunswick, Georgia. If you're going up I-95, it could get really exciting up there in the next hour or so. I suspect we'll be talking, Kyle, about some big-time weather there. These have the potential for large hail, rain, and all that, and the wind and all that stuff. So we'll see what happens.
Exactly right, yes.
Yeah. Now, it's not going to be a pretty night if you're along I-10 going west out of Florida, into Alabama, into Mississippi, into Louisiana. You're going to have some interesting driving there. Won't be too bad going up 75 north and going across 20 in Georgia through Atlanta. Won't be too bad going that way because the rain up there is just strictly rain. I don't see any severe notices or anything, but I see flooding and I see other things down below in the southern part along the central part of the Gulf there. So that's going to be the big nemesis. Now, the other thing is, folks, don't forget the Pilot and the Flying J truck stop. I'm telling you, it's the best thing that can happen if you're out there on the highway, because if you need that little perk me up in the middle of the night, like right now, maybe you don't need fuel, but you just need to stop and get some cold water in your face and a nice hot cup of coffee. That's the place to go. Tell them you were listening to me, the captain on the Captain's America Third Watch. That's the magic word. And by the way, when people say, well, you mentioned the captain too much. Well, in this case, if you don't mention it, you don't get the coffee.
Jeez. And that coffee is fuel for you. That's
the whole purpose, because when they do advertising, that's how they know it came from me. That's why you mentioned me. Hello.
Yeah, that's right. That's
very,
right.
Very simple. It's called Radio Advertising 101. But anyway, I digress. So anyway, that's what you do. And I'm telling you, we appreciate the Flying J and the pilots for being one of our longest running sponsors on the program. They've been with us ever since we went to the overnight cycle. So there you go.
Well, exactly right. And of course, the new My Rewards Plus app is the thing to download from pilotflyingj.com. And did you know, Captain, pro drivers, they can earn up to 4 points per gallon after only 6 fills when they've activated their rewards program, their tiered program. And so you definitely want to check that out. You can also do so much from the app, so you really have to download it today.
Yeah, and all it is money.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You spend it just like money for whatever it is you want to get. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and all that good stuff with hour number two, the Captain's America Third Watch. And we welcome your phone calls, too. Here is Kathy. Take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.